Ramayana, Act 2, Chapter 11. Ram meets the monkeys. Scene 2. Ram and Sugriva forge a mutual alliance. Hanuman then assumed his form as a monkey and, kneeling, told the princes to mount his shoulders. Then the powerful ape leaped up the mountainside, carrying both Ram and Lakshman with ease. Within a few minutes, Hanuman reached Sugriva. Setting the brothers down, he introduced them to the monkey chief. He told Sugriva all that Lakshman had said about their exile and search for Sita. Hanuman praised the two princes highly and recommended to Sugriva that he accept their proffered friendship. Sugriva looked at the two brothers, his mind awed by their brilliance and obvious power. Like Hanuman, he felt a strong love and devotion awakening in his heart. He stood up and spoke to Ram. "I am highly honored that you have sought my alliance, O Ram. Your righteousness, your virtues, and your kindness to all beings is well known. It is my gain only that you have arrived here today. O noble one, if my friendship is acceptable to you, then please take my hand. Let us enter into an enduring pact." Sugriva extended his hand to Ram, who clasped it firmly in his own. Ram vigorously embraced the monkey, and they both felt great happiness. Hanuman then lit a fire and sanctified it with Vedic mantras. Ram and Sugriva sat by the fire and swore their alliance together. They went clockwise around the fire, hand in hand. As they gazed happily at each other, Sugriva then said, "May our friendship last forever. Our woes and joys are now one." Hanuman broke off a large bow from a flowering shala tree and set it on the ground as a seat for Ram and Sugriva. He broke off another from a blossoming sandalwood tree and offered it to Lakshman. When they were all seated, Sugriva began telling Ram about himself. "I have been banished and antagonized by my elder brother Bali, and I move about these woods in great fear. O Ram, Bali has stolen my wife and wrested the kingdom from me. Why, even now he seeks to destroy me. Please grant me security from my hostile brother." Ram laughed most heartily and replied, "Certainly service is the fruit of friendship, O mighty monkey. You need have no fear from Bali. That immoral monkey will soon lie dead. He will be killed by my infallible arrows. You will see Bali struck down, lying on the earth like a shattered mountain." Sugriva was reassured. He was certain he would soon recover his wife and kingdom. He again clasped Ram's hand and thanked him. Sugriva assured Ram that he would search out and find Sita, whether she was in the bowels of the earth or in the vaults of heaven. You should know for sure that neither demigod nor demon can hold Sita any more than a man can digest poison food. Just as that friendship between Ram and Sugriva was forged, the left eyes of Sita, Vali, and Ravan all throbbed violently, and simultaneously foreboding good for the princess and evil to the other two. After the brothers and the monkeys had eaten a meal of cooked roots and forest vegetables prepared by Hanuman, they again spoke together. Sugriva told Ram that he had seen, not long ago, a great Rakshasa flying overhead, clutching a crying lady. He had heard her lamenting calls. Ram! Lakshman! Ram! Lakshman! This must surely have been Sita being stolen by Ravana. Sugriva continued. I saw the princess wriggling like a snake in the grasp of the demon. She spotted me sitting with my four companions on the mountaintop. She then threw down her jewels, which were wrapped in a cloth. Ram grasped the monkey's arm. You saw my beloved Sita? Where are those jewels? Bring them quickly. Sugriva got up and entered deeply into his cave. After a few minutes, he returned, holding the cloth bundle Sita had thrown. He then laid it out before Ram, and the brilliant jewels shone in the bright sunshine. Ram dropped to his knees and began sobbing. Sita! My darling! He pressed the jewels to his bosom. Thinking of his kidnapped wife, he began to hiss like a serpent provoked in its hole. He turned to Lakshman, who had knelt by his side. See here, O Lakshman, Sita's bright jewels. That Rakshasa must have carried her this way. Lakshman gazed at the jewels and replied to Ram. I do not recognize the armlets or earrings, for I have never looked at the face nor the body of your princess. But I recognize the anklets, which I saw each day as I bowed at her feet. Ram stood quickly and spoke to Sugriva. Tell me, where has that demon taken Sita? Where does he dwell, O Sugriva? On account of that demon, I shall exterminate the entire horde of Rakshasas. By carrying off Sita, he has opened wide the portals of death. Let me know where his whereabouts, and I shall dispatch him to death's presence this very day. He will be accompanied by all his followers. Sugriva's head fell. He told Ram he had no knowledge of Ravan's whereabouts. The city of the Rakshasas was unknown to the monkeys, as it was to humans. Perhaps it even lay on some other planet, for the Rakshasas could move freely anywhere they liked. But Sugriva solemnly swore that he would find Sita. Ram should not lament. Whatever it took to locate the princess, Sugriva and his monkeys would undertake. Sugriva then reassured Ram. Do not allow grief to overpower you, O great hero. Wise men face every calamity with fortitude, so do not yield to sorrow. Only the foolish are overcome by lamentation, losing their intelligence and strength, sinking like an overloaded boat. O Ram, I am here to help you. Cast aside your grief. Ram wiped his face with his cloth and smiled at Sugriva. He felt comforted by the monkey's words and thanked him for his counsel. Ram then urged Sugriva to begin the search for Sita immediately, and he again promised to kill Vali. Sugriva and his ministers then felt immense pleasure to hear the promise of Ram, and they considered their purpose accomplished. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.